Our group has been collaborating with other women's groups to mourn the death of the children in Kumba. Our group particularly has written an open letter to the government, UN bodies, and the fighters on their adamant nature ignoring our ceasefire call.
But Sally, I understand some officials are blaming women groups from shielding some of these separatist fighters who they accuse of killing these young children from being apprehended by the authorities. What do you say to that?
It's normal for conflict time for women to be victimized over and over again. Yes, administrative officials receive some women and said the women are hiding the children who are committing this act. I would want to categorically say that is shifting blame and refusing to take responsibility, because just like the administrators who are struggling to get those boys lay down their arms, these women too have been talking to the boys. If you have been listening to women's movement, I want to talk particularly about SNOT. There is no time we have not appealed and called on these boys to calm and put down and discuss the issues and stop the violence. To me, it's just shifting and blaming from end to end without doing the right thing. We are telling all factions no to violence. Cease your fire now. Talk to each other. No matter your challenges, we are tired of this excessive bloodshed.
Is your group, as well as other women's groups across the country, seeing the recent murder of these children as a watershed moment to redouble your efforts in putting pressure on the conflicting sides to address this issue about the ongoing crisis and resolve it?
Since these children were murdered in Kumba, the women are pained, they are at grief. But we are certain as women that this is the turning point. Whichever faction, the government of the country, the separatist leader, what happened in Kumba on innocent children is the time for everybody to change. The women are saying that inasmuch as all of them are agreed on the fact that the act of killing the children in Kumba is wrong, they condemn it in strong terms, and they blame each other for it. The women are saying that they can do much more than that. And the logical thing to do at this moment is for them to cease fire, that is categorically denouncing violence and hostilities, and coming together to hold peace negotiations. Remember, the killing of the children in Kumba came barely 5 or 6 days after the 30 days call that the women gave in the previous ceasefire to these factions had passed. Why the women were mobilizing to still call on them that they are disrespecting the women and children that they claim in all their strong speeches to be protecting, then these children were killed in Kumba. I will use this medium to tell the factions, the government of Cameroon, that the carnage that took place in Kumba, the murder of young Cameroonians, destroying the generation, young children, destroying generations unborn, it's a clarion call for them to step up their game. That is, protect the women and children practically by apologizing to the population for not performing their duty of protecting us, because if the separatists believe that they have a country, in that country they have to protect its citizens. The government of Cameroon, in defending state sovereignty, has to protect its citizens. So because these children, helpless civilians, were killed, they have to apologize to the population and do what is right to stop violence permanently.
Sally, why do you think your efforts, as well as other partners of yours, to have these conflicting sides cease fire, to engage in dialogue, to resolve this crisis, appear to have not been effective?
Our effort seems not to be yielding fruits, because the pathetic thing about the current conflict in Cameroon is the blame game. It is the manipulation on media where people shout, people justify evil and frighten the population into silence. There is nobody actually holding factions accountable. International structures have failed the population. National structures are also coming down in the same light. The people seem to be shouting in one room by themselves.